goes like this. God bless you and you, families and friends, this morning. We just thank God for who he is. He is the head of our life, and we just want to lift him up and give him glory. I know you have. I know you've been having a blessed time, especially in your morning, commanding your morning, declaring and decreeing, and also speaking those things, amen, and also calling forth your blessing. I want you to keep on doing it, keep on pushing no matter what. If you have not seen the evidence manifest in your life yet, I want you to have patience. You keep staying on that trail. Keep staying on that line, and you're going to begin to see the blessings and the things of God begin to manifest before you. Amen. Thank God for our international listeners. I'm telling you, it's a blessing how well you've been supporting, and I know you've been rocking the houses. Amen. With the two ministers, evangelist elect, and also minister elect, and I'm telling you, it has been a blessed time. Amen. Because it's also been blessing my soul from different parts of the world. Amen. So we give God glory. Also with you, Fiji, Norway, all you all, we just bless God for you all. Keep hanging in there. Let's keep fighting, keep pushing, because we have not seen the best of God yet. Amen. We got to keep on living and keep on growing and so more for we can be able to see it. Amen. And our families and friends in here in the United States of America, you know that it's always a blessing for you to just come on and join in with us. We thank God for whatever the part of the map or the state that you are in. Amen. I know that it's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The same God that is here with us right now is the same God is saying about you, 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 and especially for you. God bless you, my God, for the saints and friends that here over in your United States of America, Eastern Standard Time, that you are willfully getting up early. Amen. To seek the face of the God. Amen. It's that early bird that will get the worm. And I'm one that really believe it and really understand it. Amen. And we just want to keep on glorifying God. I'm telling you, you have not seen your best years yet. I'm in celebration. I've been in celebration all night, going into the night, in the middle of the night, just thanking God for another year today, another year of being born, another year in this world. I'm telling you right now, it's not much you could do once you turn another year in this day and time, especially in this predicament. Amen. You just want to just thank God for life, and I just want to thank God for life. I'm telling you, man, you know, it really brings a reflection, and you can really look back and just thank God just for life and nothing else. Amen. I don't need to do nothing else. Just thank God for life, because at the end of the day, I hold that to heart. Different ones done left and different ones done transition, different ones God done called on home. My God, regardless of whatever the cause may be, my God, it been over in the United States of America. We have over within about 2 to 3 months, about 3 months, we have over 100,000 individual plus. Over 100,000 individual plus that transition from this part of United States. Amen. This country, it's amazing. And sometimes we lose focus of what's valuable. Sometimes we lose focus of what is precious. Sometimes we must take our own family members and ones that is in the house if we married. Sometimes we'll take our spouse for granted. Sometimes we'll look at it like you on my nerves and your children's on my nerves, everybody on our nerves. But I'm telling you, you have one life. Who's gonna say that today might be the day that an individual loved one will transition home? Amen. And I'm pretty sure that you had so many individuals that they go out and start their day, start their morning, start that time, amen, and expected to come home with their loved one. How many of us, amen, leave out the house with issues that is still on our backs, things that are still in our heart, allowing somebody to get to us, amen, and we still carrying bitterness, we still carrying unforgiveness, we still carrying hatred, amen? Don't allow somebody else be the cause of judgment to happen on your life. Amen. Life is too short, families. And this is for you all over the world. Life is too short. And I want you to begin to enjoy your life. Don't allow issues to hold you back, because today is not promised to none of us. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. We thank God for his grace and mercy. Do not take your loved ones for granted. Do not take life for granted. Do not take for what you being here for granted. And I'm telling you right now, you, my God Almighty, you'll see the blessings of the Lord. Don't think the grass is green on the other side. That's a little slogan that we'll use here in America. Don't think the grass is green on the other side. Don't think you'll have a better opportunity on the other side. Don't think everything will be better on the other side. You got to understand, you got to go through whatever you go through, whatever you have or come in your possession, it's going to happen. My God, I just feel the presence of the Lord. I just want to thank him, and we just want to give him the glory as I begin to just intercede just this morning and declare and decree, especially for a prophetic shift as the windows of heaven is open on this year. Begin to speak and begin to start a momentum for this year. And I just declare and decree that everyone that is connected, everyone that is joined in, I declare and decree that whatever God finna get ready to release on this year, especially on me, amen, it is also going to be released on you. So you might as well get ready for your best year ever. Get ready for your best season ever. I don't care what the time or what it may look like, what it may be, or what the world is doing and how things is going through. I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus that this finna be the best year. This finna be your best time. This is going to be your best season, amen, that you haven't even came into contact with. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus, because it is so. Father, we thank you as we come together as believers and we begin to seek you way before we must got on this phone line. We live a life of seeking your face, live a life of prayer, and live a life of giving your glory. God, I thank you as we begin to move forth, and as I begin to move forth into another year, into another season. God, I thank you because as I prophetically speak upon the season that which is when they get ready to come, this is going to be a season that coming out of my mouth as an apostolic declaration unto the heavens and also unto the heavens. Father, I thank you as we begin to move forth, we move forth in a season, my God Almighty, or over the top of blessings, over the top success. We moving forth and also in perfect and great health. We shall see the sun. We shall see, my God Almighty, sun to shine on our life, on our finances, on our health, on our mind. God, we thank you that it's also a season that we're going to be prophetically speaking, that it's going to be more revelation knowledge. It's going to be more increase in our life, increase into the things of the Spirit, into the things of worship. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Not only it going to cause an increase in worship, an increase in knowledge, increase into the things that you already done released upon, my God, our life, but everyone that is connected. This is going to be a season where they going to get it. They going to get the relationship and understand how to walk in a committed relationship with you. No longer it's going to be a season to where they got to walk in a season of domestic violent relationship, domestic abuse in the spirit. Everything has to be attacked for they can be blessed. Everything has to be attacked for they know you up to something. I declare and decree that they shall not and we will not walk into a domestic relationship. No longer we will allow the intruder to come into our house or come into our doors, my God, that we, my God, have set up in the spirit, have set up in our life. No longer the intruder gonna come on and try to check and try to find, my God, open areas or open doors in our life and try to use strategies and use plans that you gave us to execute and articulate in the spirit. We deactivate all these diabolical mindset, all these diabolical strategy. He must deactivate. word curse that individual begin to speak over our life to come against the will of you. Not only we deactivate, but God, we release war angels, because you already gave us establishment. Anything that comes against thy will, because thy will has to come. Not only, my God, in this season, but also forevermore. As your will begin to come in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that this season shall be a season of celebration, a season of celebration, not only celebration for ourselves as individual, but a celebration for our brothers and celebration for our sisters, because as their life begin continue to advance, as their life begin to come out of the hole, come out of the wilderness, come out of dry places, come out of dark places, it's going to be a season to where we're going to celebrate them. And the reason why is not because of the tangible things in the world, that their life is being fulfilled, their life is being reestablished, because it's a season of celebration, because they really understand if they walk by faith and not by sight, and keep their eyes on the sparrow, and keep thy eyes on which that the hills on which they're cometh their help, they understand that God is a deliverer. The Lord is a healer. The Lord is a way maker. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that it shall not be no other God raised higher than thee, God. This is a season that I declare and decree that the God of our Lord, that the Abba, that the Yahweh, that the Jehovah is really going to reign and show that he is God, and no other God cannot come before God. God, we forever that give you the glory, we give you the power. God, we thank you that this is going to be a season where if the enemy doesn't know the saints' name, that the enemy is going to know who the saints are, because the enemy going to know that the saints no longer, or the peoples of God no longer is going to waver, is going to move, is going to jump into his advice, into his, my God, strategies and plans, but they shall stand as the book of Ephesians begin to declare. In the fourth chapter, they shall stand with their arm on. They shall stand, my God, booted and suited. They shall stand, and no longer they shall fall, my God, victims and praise of their own weakness, victims and praise of their own issues, victims and praise of their own struggles, victims and praise of the thorns that is set in their flesh. This is a season that I declare and decree that men and women, sons and daughters going to understand about the set timing of you. God, we thank you that this is a season that we're going to declare and decree, a season of celebration, a season that church and body of Christ going to come together in unity to articulate the word that you have been spoken out into our souls, into our spirit, for we can begin to launch, my God Almighty, not a launch or attack, because ain't no sister trying to launch or attack or fight a battle that is already won. But launch a move of harvesting. Launch, my God, a move of offense, because we come to score. We come to score. We come to put points up on, my God Almighty, up on the board. This is a season that if we have to cut our losses, it's going to be so, and we are not going to go back and pick up any spilled milk, because we understand by walking with you that the best is yet to come. I wish somebody be praying with me in the spirit. This is the season that we're going to give you the glory. I prophetically, I apostolically speak it in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. This is the season that we're going to walk in the greatest wealth of our time. It's the season I declare and decree that if the individuals that have been blessed, and they've been blessed with a blessing that came in their life, that it caused a chill or goosebumps to come on their spirit. But this is a season I declare that, God, you're going to take it up higher. It's going to be a blessing that scares prayer individuals. It's going to be a blessing to where they speak. How in the world this going to happen to me? I heard people talk about it, but I never known that it's going to come and happen in my life. God, I thank you that this is going to be a season that our issues in our bodies, issues that pertaining to health, pertaining to our physical man, is not going to stop us to walk into the dreams, the purpose, the vision that you have for our life. This is the season I declare and decree that everything that you don't place in our life, every financial opportunity, every business opportunity, every opportunity that you don't gave us, every work opportunity, every, my God, promotion opportunity, every opportunity that it been made manifest, even opportunity to further our education, even opportunity to further our career, God, we thank you that this is going to be a season. Not only are we going to walk in the opportunities on you, but we're going to walk in it this time. We're going to stay in it this time. We're going to master it this time. We're going to walk in it this time. We're going to overcome it this time. And whatever test that is going to be in our way in the opportunities, we're going to pass it. This is going to be a season where the Spirit of the Lord breaks out in a revival. God, we thank you that revival shed my mind out. That's going to break out all over the world. It's not the revival that men may look at as a gathering, as a gathering, as a church setting, and you have a preacher, but a revival that is going to outbreak an individual when they drive in their car. I thank you that it's going to be an outbreak of worship, an outbreak of rededication. God, we give you the glory that this is going to be a season. Not only the United States of America will see, but also in France, also in United Kingdom, also in South Africa, also, my God Almighty, in Rome, also in Italy. We thank you, God, that you're not only a God here in the United States of America, but yet you are gone all over the world. I thank you, God, that this is the season that the government gonna have to not only receive, my God, correction, but also redirection. We thank you, God, that everything in this season that men gonna understand that you are not a man that you shall put your people through suffering. You are not a man that you shall put your people through agony. God, we thank you that the Spirit of my God Almighty, Jehovah my God Almighty, will stand up in the name of Jesus. Not only gonna stand up in the spiritual realm, but also it gonna stand up in the natural realm by using us as vessels, using us as articulate instruments, using us as tools, using us as mouthpiece, using us, my God Almighty, individuals that articulate and represent the kingdom of heaven. God, we thank you that this is the season that we shall not be overtaken by sadness, overtaken by depression, overtaken by, my God Almighty, variation and stress, but we shall overtake it. We shall walk as individuals, my God, with our heads lifting up. We thank you, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Somebody, my God Almighty, this morning you just need to take the time and give God a great praise. If you believe it all over the world, you need to give God a worship. If you believe it, you need to give God a praise. It's nothing going to stop you now in this season. You don't see it. The enemy don't took his best shot at you. You don't walk. It's time for you to get up, pick up your bed, walk in victory. Understand that you are blessed in highly favor. I declare and decree that you will not walk into a mindset where you're sabotaging your own life, sabotaging your life in false defeat, into false variation, into false, my God Almighty, depression, into false rejection. You shall walk into the truth. You will tighten up the belt of truth. You shall walk in truth into the things of God. God, I thank you that this is the season even our worship is going to change. Our worship will not be the same. I thank you that you're going to come and reveal yourself unto your sheep, unto your people in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory. We give you you to praise. I thank you, God, that this is a season that individuals are going to see your miracle working power. They're going to begin to walk in it. This is a season that I declare and decree that deception will not be deceiving no more. Deception going to get, my God Almighty, its cover pulled from over it. God, in the name of Jesus, this is a season where we are not taking prisoners, we are not taking hostage, but we are walking into thine will as you begin to establish in the book of the Old Testament where you don't told them, don't take no hostages, don't take no prisoner, everything must be slaughtered. God, I thank you that this is a season that we are going to face our Goliath and face our giant that is in our life, and we're going to begin to swallow it. No longer we going to pet the python-like spirit. No longer we going to pet the rattlesnake-like spirit, the spirit that been tormenting us for childhood and also begin to squeeze us and curl, my God, its body around our movement, around our minds, around our spirits. No longer we shall loose the grip of the python and the python-like spirit. We shall overtake it. No longer I have to call my brothers and my sister to help me to deal with the issues that is pertaining to me. This is a season where it shall be established that I'm going to arise. We will let the second heavens understand that we shall not back up anymore. We shall not run into a hole no more, but we shall stand and understand that we are blessed and highly favored, and we shall walk into the things of the Lord. We shall speak the things of the Lord. This is a season, God, and I thank you that correction may come, and when correction may come, we're going to rejoice in it because we know that it's for our good. This is a season that we thank you that every word that is spoken from the Bible, if it ain't spoken out of the correct context, my God, that, my God, the Holy Ghost will shut our mouth, cause a stuttering tongue that we cannot articulate the words clearly. God, I thank you because it's a season that we're calling forth the pureness of you, and whatever is pure, let it come to the front. Whatever is not pure and contaminated, this is a season that we are not just not going to pray for them, but we got to tell them you got to get washed before you come back on. We thank you, God, because we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. I just feel the spirit of the living God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for paradigm. I thank you for shifting our lives, shifting our mindset, shifting everything about us. No longer we going to be the same. No longer we are the same before we came on this line. God, we thank you that the enemy that we've seen on the other day or yesterday, day before yesterday, that been trying to grab our bodies, grab our joints, grab our health, it shall not be in the name of Jesus, because this is the season, devil. We understand that we cannot be touched as we walk into the will of God. We're going to walk in the will of God even if it goes against our own intellect, if it goes against what we have inside of us. If it's the will of God, so shall it be, because we shall not walk in the spirit of fear, because God is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Sheta mama shi andororosi. Adororosi arosi ande. In the name of Jesus, it shall be established as God gave order it to. Sheta mama shi kandororo si ande. Gori shi kandoro si ande. I dare you, I feel the anointing of God. Kitaroko namashi. I dare you right there in your home where you're at, you give him a worship. You magnify his name. You could have threw in a towel, but you didn't. You should have threw in a towel, but you didn't. You have every right to throw it in a towel, but you didn't. And God saved you from a time like this. You give him a glory. You could have went back into the world, but you didn't. You could have gave up, but you didn't. So now you stand up and roll your shoulders back. Look towards the hill for which coming thy help. A help come from thy Lord. And understand this is a season that I'm going with apostle. This is my season. That you tried to knock me down. You swung at me. You gave me your best shot. You hit me with a blow. Had me a little discombobulated. But I understand in this season that I'm finna walk in, you couldn't take me out. He couldn't take you out. Poverty couldn't take you out. Lack couldn't take you out. Sickness couldn't take you out. Depression couldn't take you out. Rejection couldn't take you out. Hurt, my God, mistrust, it couldn't take you out. Betrayal, it couldn't take you out. Now, saints of God, you stand up, you declare and decree, you walk into your rights, understand that God is for me. Who can be against me? Sheta mama si, I know namasi. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all the outpourings that you've been giving us. We thank you for the grace that you've been giving us. I want to take these few seconds, if not a few minutes, and pour back into you. Pour back into you to say thank you. Pour back into you and say, we receive you, and we rededicate ourselves back unto you. Holy you are. Pour back into you to say, Father, this minute I just want to worship you. I want to worship you because us as peoples and us as humans, we might not keep our word, but you keep your word. We might not keep our loyalty, but you keep your loyalty. We might walk out of order. You stay in order. We might get frustrated. You tell us, cast our cares. We might get worried. You tell us, look up. So we want to thank you and everybody else. Begin to push us away. You stay there with an open hand. And I know that it's many all over the world to testify it. Father, we give you the glory. We thank you. And all that you've done, and all that you are going to do, and everything that you already established, not only for now, but what's to come, we want to stay grounded. We don't want to get the big head. We kill that enemy now. We kill that seed now. We don't want to have our chest puffed up like we're greater than anybody, but we want to stay humble. We want to stay submitted. Because if it have not been for you on our side, we can't say we'll be over here, I'll be there, I'll be doing there. We will know where we will be. But we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. I prophetically speak this morning to everyone that is listening all over the world. I prophetically speak that we put a blinder up right now from everything in your past, from everything that you done went through and gone through, and understand who is Yahweh, who is your Abba, that from this day forth you're going to cherish people in your life, ministry, the kingdom, the things of God. You're going to cherish. Because if it wasn't for that, many of us, if not all of us, we wouldn't be here today. Thank Him for grace. Thank Him for working with you. I declare and decree from this day forth, you're going to see the beauty of life. You're going to see the beauty, what God bless you with. And the beauty is not your quantity. It's because God gave you quality. And the quality is you. This is a season you're going to look in the mirror and see yourself. And speak to yourself and say, self, I'm wonderful, perfectly made. God, I thank you for making me. Because I'm not going to allow what I went through to dictate who I am now. To dictate where my mind is at now. But I shall walk in the love of God. Walk in the relationship of God. And embrace the things of God. In the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a worship in my soul. I feel a worship right now. Those that is listening, I dare you to go ahead and worship Him. I feel a prophetic shift. Father, we thank you as you breathe. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We receive as you pour out. We receive, God. We receive. We worship you, Father. We worship you. Pastors, leaders, you're not going to throw in a tower and give up on people that God called you to. I know that it get hard. I know it get hard, leaders. Apostle, I know it get hard. Bishop, I know it get hard. But if God doesn't have workers, understand that the enemy is going to constantly try to raise soldiers. And God need the workers to be out on the field. No matter how hard it get, pastors, no matter how hard it get, ministers, no matter how hard it get, leaders, you hang in there. You hang in there. Because as long as we stay in the fight, as long as we stay in, we will see the victory. And we will win the victory. Because God says so. But we have to endure these tough times. We have to endure challenging times. And we have to stand our ground. Let the enemy know we will not be moved. But we will push back. You move forth into the things of Him. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. And I feel the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I declare and decree that, listen, minister, Elect and Evangelist Elect Nita, they have a word for you tomorrow that they're going to come back on and give you a word tomorrow of the. I dare everybody just take a few seconds and just go in and worship God. Some of you, God said, I want to talk to you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says to a couple of you, He said, I'm waiting to talk to you. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to a couple of you, He said, I have been talking to you, but you've been thinking that it's yourself, it's your mind. He said, do not think that it's your mind. Just sit and listen. And you're going to understand and you're going to learn my voice, says God. I see a couple of you that you've been very frustrated because you want to hear God. What people perceive or portray how it's portrayed that they hear God. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. I pray that in the name of Jesus that you're going to begin to understand and learn his voice. I hear God says to three of you, do not be discouraged in well-doing. Have faith in me and seek me, and I will make every crooked place straight. And I say I will deliver, I will deliver. I say I will do, I will do. But you just keep your eyes on me. Father, we give you the glory. We thank you that this morning you visit us. And we give you the praise. Listen, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Your time and season is now. I don't care what people done said. I don't care what back of persecution you got, what lies you got. Understand, persecution, people don't lie on you. People don't whatever. It doesn't dictate to what God said about you. Walk into this. I prophetically speak that it is your season. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we lift you up. I feel a strong worship. And I dare some of you stay in worship as we begin to close this part here. Don't come out until you feel him lift. Sit there in this presence. Sit there with him. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory. We give God the praise. Until this time, tomorrow morning, we thank God for you all. God bless you.
Thank you.